Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 465. And what I'm going to do today is we are bringing you, quote, a week in the life. It's a snapshot of what I do in a week. What procedures do I see or do I do, and what conditions do I see? I thought it'd be kind of fun. And although it's called a week in the life, I'm not sure I'll be able to get to everything because I was looking to have all these appointment sheets printed off, and it just looks like it might be more than I have time for. All right, before we get started, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Okay, so yeah, let's do that. I think sometimes people don't understand exactly what dentists do. They don't understand, you know, all of the ins and outs, and it might feel to you like we just do cleanings and fillings and the occasional extraction and a crown or two and a denture. But and what I've done, by the way, is I have changed the names of all of the patients whom I've seen. The situations are real, the toothaches and all that are real, but their names have been changed. So we don't have to worry about that. Okay, so let's just start off with Monday morning, first thing, 7:30 in the morning, I saw Amy. Now, what we did was a couple composite restorations. Those are tooth-colored fillings, and we did them because on her previous exam, the cleaning exam appointment and x-rays, we found a cavity that was showing up under one of the old fillings on the x-ray, and then we found another cavity that we could see and feel with our explorer, and so we did that the very first thing. The next thing we did was Dave, and again, I'm changing the name, so bear with me. Dave had a loose crown, and he was getting ready to go out of town in a couple days, and so he called because he was afraid it was going to come off, you know, during his trip, and we took it off, and we found a bunch of decay under there, and because we have the same-day crown machine, we're able to make a person a crown while you wait. We carve it out of a solid block of porcelain using this really high-tech milling machine. And then we bake it in an oven to make it three times stronger than if we didn't bake it. And so we were able to get the decay out. We were able to build the tooth back up, meaning we had to put some pins in there. It's like rebar in concrete. Build up something that was substantial enough to get a crown to cement over. And then we were able to go ahead and put the crown on. So now he can go off and have his trip without having to worry. Now, that takes about 2 hours to do or so because we're waiting, in some cases, we're waiting on just the baking part. All right, and then we had a gentleman that came in, and he had his name, let's see, I changed his name to Keith. Keith came in, and he chipped his front tooth while eating, but he repaired it himself with the stuff called Dent Temp that you can get in the drugstore at the tooth aisle, the dental aisle. And I've actually talked about that on the show. It looked terrible, actually, but it felt better to him. It was white, and white, chalky, like a paste. And, of course, it was a front tooth. So it didn't really look great, but it kept his tongue from being bothered by it. And so what we did then is we took that all off, and we went ahead and we had to scuff up the enamel, put some little mechanical undercuts, and then we bond over this bonding agent. And then on top of that goes the tooth-colored filling. And we're able to do this in a way that you can't even tell that it ever happened. And so it's really neat. Much better than the over-the-counter stuff, which was kind of funny in a way. All right, now, at the same time as Keith, we had Al in the chair. And we were checking his progress. We're doing 6-month smiles orthodontics on him. And we're almost done. We just had one of his front teeth is a little bit leaning back a little bit more than it should. And so we're adjusting our wires, adjusting the elastics. And so I'm thinking another week and a half or two, and he will be finished. Now, the next patient, oh, by the way, at the same time then, my hygienist was seeing Terry. And in Terry, we found a small beginning cavity on her x-ray. Now, what's important about that is it was on the x-ray. Terry didn't know she had a cavity. She didn't know she needed a filling. And we were able to find that on the radiograph and get her scheduled to get it fixed. All right. Now we're still in the morning on Monday. The next patient is, let's see, we call it Keith. No, not Keith. Jeannie. That's right, Jeannie. Now, Jeannie is a young mom. She has a year-and-a-half-old child at home. She had severe decay. She actually called over the weekend. She was hoping I'd be able to see her on Sunday. Usually I am able to do that. I wasn't able to make it happen this time because it happened to be real close to Thanksgiving, and I don't want to go in unless I have the help of one of my assistants. And so, but she, here's the interesting thing. It started to hurt 2 months prior. And so she said she was okay. Not the end of the world that it didn't happen on Sunday, but we did get her in first thing Monday morning. And so here's the thing. And the reason she called, by the way, is because her face was all swollen. She got all swollen, and that I think that scared her, as it should. And but once she came in and we met, nice young lady, nice girl, and she started to cry. We hadn't touched her yet, and what she started to cry about was the fact that she needed a root canal, and she wasn't afraid of a root canal because she had told me on the phone that she's already had one. Which means I thought that was great and I wouldn't have a whole lot of explaining to do. But what she was crying about was how she just didn't think she'd be able to afford the root canal or afford to be able to save her tooth. Now, normally when we do a root canal, we will also do the big filling and we also do the crown because I want that tooth to be finished completely so it's done. You don't waste your money on... I mean, a lot of times people or a dentist will say, well, how about we just do the root canal? We'll put a temporary filling in there. And the people, and that'll cost you the least amount, and you still get to save your tooth. Well, that's actually not a bad idea, except what happens is people never come back and get the real filling, and now this being a temporary filling, it leaks, and its saliva gets in there, and it eats away at the root canal sealer, and guess what? You've wasted all of your money that you paid to have the root canal, because now you're still going to, you're either going to have to do a new root canal, because that one will get newly infected, or you might at that point throw up your hands and say, you know what, just pull the tooth, which is not a good decision to make. You knew that. You didn't make that decision at the beginning, and so you shouldn't make it the second time around either, but yet again, nobody wants to spend that much money twice on the same thing. None of us. We all hate that, right? So anyway, it was real, it was disheartening. It was concerning. I did my best to try to, first of all, soothe her, let her know we'll do what's best for her. I said, I'll tell you what, maybe we can skip the crown. I do recommend that we at least get the, get the root canal done, and let's put a real filling in there, even though it's still going to need a crown. Let's put a real filling, because that way you were protecting your root canal. So I'm not sure how my staff did it. I don't know if it was a combination of insurance and financing, a care credit card, whatever. But it made me feel good to know that we were actually able to get her fixed up, get her swelling under control, get her infection gone, all of that stuff. And so that was the morning. So that was the very first morning. That was Monday morning. And so let's see, Monday afternoon. If this is going to be a life in a week, I have to hurry, don't I? I don't think it's going to happen. It might be a life in 2 days or something. But anyway, now, Monday afternoon. So I had this woman, her name is Jane, and we proposed a small makeover for her about four years ago. Well, she's always wanted to do it. She couldn't afford it at the time or didn't have the time. I'm not sure which. But she came back and she says, I'm ready to do my small makeover. Let's talk about it. She wanted to have her bite opened a little bit. Now, any dentist listening, any hygienist or dental assistant listening they probably just cringed right now because they know that opening the bite is a very tricky thing to do. you have to be very careful opening a person's bite because there's this natural place where your teeth come together, and then there's a little bit of a space between that and when you are relaxed. If we prop somebody's mouth open too much, well, what happens is they can never close their mouth. Their muscles don't think their mouth has ever closed. They're never at rest. So we have to be very careful. But I made some pretty intricate measurements. I figured out that she actually has the ability, she overcloses. So we have the ability to open her mouth, her bite, by about 2 millimeters. So I had to create a 2 millimeter jig. And on one side, on one side, and then once I did that, I had to make it for the other side. And then, as I was preparing her teeth, we're doing every tooth in her head. Every single tooth is getting a zirconia porcelain crown on it, because if you're opening the bite, you have to do it on all the teeth. You can't just put one tooth in there that's taller, or one on each side, because those teeth will get beaten up by all of the chewing forces, and that will make their mouth very sore and very unhappy. So anyway, so we got those measurements, and we had prepared. So we prepared all of her back teeth, and we had to do it in a way that we were maintaining that bite opening measurement. And so it was about a 1, 2, 3. It was about a 4 or 5 hour appointment. And by the way, we had done that the previous week or about a week and a half prior. And so this day she was in to have all of the front teeth done. We were doing porcelain veneers on those because they didn't need crowns. We just wanted to make them look straighter, look nicer, look more rounded, more perfect, more symmetrical, all of those things, okay? So we did that. Now, we did not get the impression that day because we wanted to make sure the back teeth were done and in and the bite was good, but we did go ahead and get all of that. I'm looking here. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 more patients of mine and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more patients of my hygienist to go over for just the afternoon of day one. But I'm looking at the clock and I realize that it's time for us to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. So get ready because you're going to have a chance to win a prize. The prize is going to be free flowers from the Santis Florist. But before we do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, we always want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final. And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right. And if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. We are doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. You're going to have a chance to call in and win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. Okay. Which of the following patients or situations did I encounter at the beginning of last week? Did I encounter A, a gentleman with a loose crown who was going out of town in 2 days? B, a patient who chipped his upper front tooth while eating but repaired it himself as a temporary measure? C, a patient who was in tears not because her face was swollen and she was suffering from tooth pain, but because she didn't think she could afford the necessary root canal? Or D, all of the above? All right, the winner's going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kavitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have 2 locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
Let's go! Yay!
Hi,
I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Cavico and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Cavico for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Cavico, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Cavico and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have four people on the line. We have Erica, Tina, Angela, and Mary. And so I'm going to roll the dice. And it came up number four. That would be Mary. Hey, Mary, how are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for asking, and thank you for listening. Hey, do you have the answer to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day?
It's D, all of the above.
It is. It is. So, hey, what do you do for a living? I always ask folks.
Accounting.
Accounting. Okay. So you're an accountant, or you're just taking accounting of things?
Yes.
Are you an accountant?
Yes.
Okay, debits and credits, and you do it the debit on the credit side. And that's confusing to me, but not to
just
you.
So it all balances,
oh, okay.
Right?
All right, Mary. Well, hey, thank you so much for calling and listening, and stay on the line so we can get the information to make sure you get those flowers from DeSantis, okay?
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. You're welcome. All right, and Erica, Tina, and Angela, please call back next Sunday, all right? Okay, so now let's go back to a week in the life, and this is a week in my life of seeing patients, and I may not get to the whole week, so who knows, this could be a part two. But remember, we're still on day one. So the last thing we talked about was Jane, and we were doing this full makeover, every tooth in her head. We'd already prepped all of the back teeth. Today we were prepping all of the upper front six and the lower front six teeth. And then, but in the meantime, Hildy came in, and we had placed two dental implants on her 2 weeks prior. And we were checking on them. So what we do is after we place the implants, we give people a prescription for antibacterial rinse. We give them pain medicine, of course, and antibiotics. And we ask them to put no pressure on them for 2 weeks. When they come in, we take an x-ray, make sure the bone cells look like they're growing up to it. We also tap on them, because if you tap on them, they have this certain dull thud. And if you hear that sound, it means there are bone cells growing up to it. If it sounds like metal hitting metal, it means the bone cells haven't grown up to it, at least yet. But usually it should be that way in a couple weeks. And if it's not, that would be a cause for concern. Okay, now interestingly enough, right after Hildy, we had Jazzy. And again, I'm changing the names. She came in because 4 weeks prior, we'd placed one implant. And within about 3 days, she started having discomfort with hers. We couldn't figure out why. She said, I'm allergic to a lot of metals, and she thought maybe she was allergic to it. And I didn't see any signs of that in the gingival tissues and the gums. And so I said, you know what? I don't see anything wrong. Let's just give it some time. After about 2 weeks, we found there was this little infection starting at the base. Well, you know, the initial thought is, okay, oh, we need to take it out. And I'm thinking, no, let's not do that. Let's treat it like it's an infected tooth. And so that's already had a root canal, for example. So we put her on some antibiotics and asked her to come back in 2 more weeks, and she did. And that day we saw several new bone cells growing. It looks like it's on the mend, and although it's not done yet, it looks like it's going to be fine. And so we asked her to stay on the antibiotics for another couple weeks, and we'll check again. Also, right after her, we had Will, and Will was in because we need to place an implant, and we needed to find out for certain just how much bone he has between the mouth, between the oral cavity and his maxillary sinus, the upper sinus there on the right, because he needs an implant, but we weren't sure if there was enough bone. So we have this three-dimensional x-ray machine. It's called a CBT scan or a cone beam scan. It's about a $188,000 machine. Actually, it's exactly $188,000, I know, because I got the bill and I'm making payments on it. But anyway, it's three-dimensional. It allows us to see within a quarter of a millimeter exactly how much room there is. And so in his case, we determined that he does not have enough bone for an implant to go there unless we first do a sinus lift. Now, a sinus lift is when we make a little incision in the side the bone beside. We make a little doorway, if you will, basically cut a little door open in the bone, push it inward with the membrane still attached. Think of an eggshell that's slightly cracked but not leaky. And we push that in carefully and, you know, peel the membrane back. And then we throw bone particles, not throw, we place bone particles in there. And then we place our implant, let it heal, and everything's cool. So we had to find that out before we ever scheduled him. And one of the main reasons in my book was to make sure he knew what the cost was going to be of his implant placement. Because we have a cost for an implant, but there's also another cost for a sinus lift. And we needed him to know so that he can make a decision for himself. All right. And then I also saw a young man named Gary. Again, we changed all the names. And what we did for him, his is interesting, very interesting. He had orthodontics at an orthodontist, and a few years back, well, when he's growing up, you know, high school age, and for some reason, they were not able to get his teeth to. They looked okay, but his teeth don't touch. He only has one or two teeth that touch when he closes his mouth, so he does all of his chewing on two teeth. And although they went back to the orthodontist, he said he wasn't able to do any better than that and suggested that maybe he come to me and consider having me either lengthen the teeth on the right where everything missed, not a single tooth touches on his right, and or shorten the ones on the left, you know, trim them down, or a little bit of both. So excuse me. So unfortunately, Gary, he was thinking about it in his family for quite a while. Well, now the mom is going to be retiring. I think the dad might already be retired. They're going to change insurances. They're not sure they'll still be able to come to me, but they wanted me to do this work. So he came in and I had made models and I did a wax up. I did a mock up of what it should look like so that by the time he came to the office, I was able to, I had this mold and I was able to use it to give the new shape of all of these teeth. I basically added tooth colored resin to every tooth over there. Well, I think it might have been a total of about 8 or 9 teeth, just certain teeth in certain areas to make that. They look normal. They function normal for the first time in his life. They touch and he's really happy. And the interesting thing is I made sure he knew this. It's all reversible. If he changes his mind, if he doesn't like it, if he wants to go back to not having any teeth touch, it can all be taken off. A little bit of work to get it off, but it's no different than that orthodontic resin we use when we do braces and how it has to be smoothed off afterwards. It's just like that. Okay, I'm losing my voice. I found it. Anyway, sorry about that. All right, so we're still in day one. We're still in the afternoon. But it is time to go to a break. So you're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, episode number 465, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 465 of The Reasons We Smile. And today, we are bringing you what I had entitled A Week in the Life. And I realize now that it's so late in the show, this might wind up being a day in the life because we're not done and I'm still on Monday. So we'll see. Maybe I can get on to Tuesday. But anyway, I think it's interesting for people to hear the kind of situations that people are in when we meet with them and when they come in and when they call. I think it's interesting to understand and hear about the different procedures that we do. So in any given day, I might be placing an implant. I might be doing impacted wisdom teeth under IV sedation. Not me under sedation, but putting the patient under sedation. I might be doing a full makeover. I might be doing orthodontics. Connective tissue grafting, all kinds of fun things. I consider them fun. I know a lot of times people don't really want to be at the dentist, do you? But anyway, okay, so now so we left off with Gary, the one that we covered up a whole bunch of teeth to make that sure that they touch when he closes. But in the meantime, my hygienist was seeing a number of people. And by the way, that's where a lot of these interesting stories or conditions are caught. That's where we locate them. So Cheryl came in and she was here for her cleaning. She didn't need any x-rays. We didn't find any decay, but she's been coming to us. She's now retired. She's been coming to us for, I think, 30 years. And it's been really neat to kind of get to know her and see her throughout the years, you know, early in her career, middle in her career, and now retired. And tell you what, whenever one of my patients is retired, I always pick their brain because I always want to find out, first of all, are they enjoying their retirement? And secondly, how'd they manage to do that? Because I think we all think about retirement and we're all nervous about, can we really afford to retire? And I'm not that old, but I am old enough to be thinking that I should be figuring out what's going to happen at some point down the line. Of course, in my plan, I look at retirement. I think my definition of retirement is working Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So if you're already coming to me, don't worry. I will be around. You know, I like to joke that as long as I'm able to come into the office and my hand's not shaking too much and you don't care if it's shaking a little, I'll still be there. But I'm teasing and I'm not because, you know, I still know. You know, I like what I do. And there's, I think people live longer when they have a purpose, when they have a reason to get up in the morning and get dressed and all that. The next patient my hygienist saw was Joe, and he wasn't due for x-rays, and he didn't have any decay this time. But he's an interesting patient in the sense that we did a porcelain veneer makeover for him probably back in 2005. It really, really changed his appearance. I believe it changed his life. He had had some injury to his mouth when he was younger, high school age, and about 2 years ago, one of those teeth that we had put these beautiful veneers on had some infection around it, and our x-ray wasn't really all that definitive, but I said, you know what, I took another angle, basically, and I said, you know what, there's something going on up there. I wanted to do a little bit of surgery. I said, let's make an incision. Let's go ahead and look up there, see what we find. So I made the incision with his permission, of course, and I pulled the tissue up. And what we found is this huge infection that had completely eaten away all of the bone covering that front tooth root. It had been festering over time, and you couldn't tell because it was right on the face of the root, the part where it would be hidden by the tooth when you take an x-ray. And so we actually could not save that tooth. We had to take that tooth out and place an implant. So we placed an implant that day, or not that day, but another day after the bone. We put bone up there, let it heal, came back, placed an implant, and then put a nice crown on. And he looks just like he did after the makeover. All right, so it looks like I'm getting close to being out of time. Two more people that we saw. So the title just changed to A Day in the Life of Dr. Kvitko and Dr. Kvitko and Associates. And the last two patients, one was Kara, no cavities, not time for x-rays, but definitely in need of a cleaning. The last one was Mike, and he also needed no x-rays that day, had no decay that day, but has had his share of crowns and root canals over time. All right, so maybe we'll continue this next week. Now, I do want you to remember that go to my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Remember, all past episodes complete with video are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.